time for the good news, no sweat news. Big 12-pack New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs coming your way. And the very cool Rad Radio bandana on our no sweat news quiz on Friday morning.
Nice. Okay.
You ready for this?
Indeed.
You could be interested in this because it's a baseball story, Dave.
Ooh, okay.
Dateline Los Angeles. L.A. Dodgers superfan Austin Donnelly can't go to any Dodgers games with his dad this season.
Yeah.
So he and his dad spent a few bucks to put their cardboard cutouts in the stands.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Now, the pricey seats were too expensive for them, so they said, you know what? Let's get a couple of our cardboard cutouts, put them in the bleachers in the outfield. Thought it would be fun to watch the game, see if they saw their faces out there, right?
Right.
Well, they saw their faces, all right. Dodgers catcher Will Smith hit a home run in the eighth inning on the other day that popped Austin right in the head.
Knocked nice. Him.
The ball clipped his neck, his head, and his shoulder. And he was set. Well, you know, his cardboard cutout was out there in the bleachers, and he hit a home run, and boom,
that's
it hit
perfect.
Him.
Perfect.
Austin tweeted at the catcher asking if he could have the ball.
I think that's only fair.
I agree. The player responded. Not only sent him the ball, but an autographed bat.
I agree with this. This is great.
Austin was pretty psyched. So I think Major League Baseball needs to come up with a plan here.
No doubt.
That if, just like on the boardwalk, if they happen to, if you happen to, you know, knock your, if they knock your face down in the bleachers,
you get the ball.
You should get, you know, tickets to the opening day whenever we get to go back to baseball.
Well, I mean, I just like the ball idea because if you were sitting in that seat, you would have had a
catch it.
Yeah, you would have had a great chance to catch the ball in the first place. So I think the least they could do is, someone buys this. They obviously have your credit card information and your address. Go send them the ball.
Send
I think
the
it's
ball.
Great.
So that's exactly what happened in L.A. And I'm expecting,
I like it.
I'm expecting this to catch on amongst other teams that are actually selling the cardboard cutouts.
I'm seeing with some of these games, like some of it, they're I like the bare bones approach rather than the addition of fake crowd noise and the CGI fans that Fox does. It's flat out weird and distracting.
That's not cool. I don't like
it's
that.
It's bizarre.
Either. But I like the.
But that is
that's
great.
Cool.
They baseball should be all over that.
Dateline your backyard for story number two. Well, not everyone's backyard, but some people's backyards. I don't know if you noticed this, but back in March and April, did a bunch of your friends get chickens?
I heard about that, but I did not. It sounded weird.
At least three of my Facebook friends were posting pictures of their new chickens. And in fact, God. When I interviewed Scott Stapp on Instagram Live way back when, his wife had just gone out and gotten chickens, and we were talking about the names for them.
Okay.
Well... The boot has fallen.
What?
The boot has fallen?
The boot?
The shoe is on the other foot.
The shoe has dropped.
The massive increase in backyard chickens has led to one thing besides fresh eggs to eat, and that is a salmonella outbreak.
No.
Yeah, reports of salmonella cases have doubled in America, leading experts to warn the amateur chicken farmers. Dude, these things are like bacteria central. They're covered in bacteria that gives you the squirts. Wash your hands.
What are we doing? What are we doing? You know,
for
some reason the pandemic hit and everyone thought they were experts in things that they didn't actually know a ton about.
I mean, I grew cauliflower for the first time, but.
I definitely grew a plant, but I'm actually not allowed to say what it is on the air.
Let me know when it buds, Dave.
November. After November, hopefully, knock on wood, I'll be able to tell you what kind of plants I'm growing.
Just keep that in mind. If you or, you know, your next door neighbor got chickens, they're salmonella factories.
I'm not going anywhere where someone says homegrown chicken. Thank you very much. I'm going to the store for that.
I know. Me too. Dateline Spain for story number three. Sorry, Neil. Sorry.
Uh-oh, what'd Neil do?
Murphy's Irish Pub in Coralejo, Spain has banned Sweet Caroline from their jukebox.
Thank God.
And our apologies to Neil Diamond, right?
Neil Diamond, yeah.
Why are they?
Because it's annoying and played out.
Well, it is annoying and played out, but this pub says their drunken clientele find it impossible to not sing along with the sing-along classic.
Well, it is the truth. At first, you're like, oh, God, not this again. And next thing you know, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, the touching hands and all that.
Touching hands. Right?
See, you can't even sing. And you hate the song. They say that when everybody sings along with this shmata, everyone's putting each other at risk for spreading germs because no one's wearing face masks. And they're singing, and they're singing so loud that they're... the aerosol out of their mouths is spreading everywhere.
I see.
So there'll be no reaching out. There'll be no touching hands. There'll be no touching me and no touching you. No Neil Diamond in the Irish pub, damn it.
No.
Thank you.
Let's get rid of that, and let's get rid of the Journey song, with all due respect. You know, the Don't Stop Believin' ever since The Sopranos. That's like number two. Right behind Sweet Caroline, you get that song. We need some new stuff. Let's get some Rolling Stones. Let's get some Who. I
haven't been in a situation where I've needed to play a jukebox since February. So I'll plug a quarter in for any song at this point.
That's true.
That's today's Good News, No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.